Morning Edition continues. I'm Colin Jackson. Demonstrators gathered in Bowling Green over the weekend to march against the recent deaths of three unarmed black individuals. Minneapolis resident George Floyd and Louisville emergency medical technician Breonna Taylor died in police encounters. Meanwhile, weeks passed between Ahmaud Arbery's shooting death in Georgia and the arrest of known suspects caught on video. The scene from Bowling Green's demonstrations reflected exhaustion, mourning, and determination.
Breonna Taylor was just trying to sleep, but she deserved to wake up. George was trying to breathe, but he deserved to get up. Ahmaud was just trying to jog, but he deserved to walk again. I could go down a list of names, but there's not enough time to do so. Statistics say that 1 in 1,000 black men and boys will die at the hands of police. That number is way too high.
It has everything to do with the situation. And our training tells us we simply implore the amount of force necessary to effect the arrest. And once that has been done, it's done.
Situation. Justice, not justice! Justice, not justice!
Divided, we fall. You know, together, we're strong. I mean, it's just that simple. It's that simple. We've got to have other races help us. It won't get done. I understand the whole black on black crime. I get that. But a lot of that comes from anger, frustration.
This land was stolen. There was already people here. And then you bring me over here, and because I'm not in your fields, I'm disposable? No, we're not gonna do that.
I tell young people that I'm with you, but you gotta do it. Right.
Talk, sir.
You gotta do it.
Talk, sir.
I'll be there if all I can do is hold the gate, sir. And lean up against it,
talk,
and let
sir.
You go.
Talk, sir.
I'll do it.
Talk, sir.
But the thing is, we got to do something. Freedom, still fighting for freedom. For 59 and 60 years down the line. Freedom, still fighting for freedom. 59 and 60 years down the line.
We've heard the voices of civil rights activist Charles Neblett, attorney Carlos Bailey, organizer Megan Bailey, WKU Police Public Information Officer Tim Gray, and special education instructor DeAndre Anthony, who spoke Saturday in Bowling Green. This is WKU Public Radio.